We're certainly happy to be with you this morning, this Lord's Day morning. I personally would like to say that I thought the singing today was especially good, and I really enjoyed taking part of it. Sometimes it just seems better than others, and it was excellent, I thought, this morning. I want to talk with you about a subject today that I simply call gardens. And I'm going to read a few verses of scripture that's found in Genesis, the second chapter. We'll read beginning at verse 8 and read through verse 10. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. You know, for a long time I wanted to talk about gardens. I heard Linwood preach on gardens one time, and it just kind of got my interest up. This is not Linwood's sermon, but I've always wanted to teach this, and so finally, a few years ago, I took the time to get up a little lesson on it, and I hope that we can study it together today and benefit from it. But before we go into it,